Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Kaupi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Kaupi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Gopi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Gopi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Gopi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Janavalaba Girivara Dari Gopi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Gopi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janavalaba Girivara Dari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivadika Jaya Sadra Satri Simata Esi Bhakti Vranta Swami Prabhupada Kijaya Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivadika Jaya Sadra Satri Simata Esi Sisimat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Nama Acharya Silahardas Thakur ki jai Prems kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadhadhar Swasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Chama Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Gangamaya Ki Jai Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Yamunamaya Ki Jai Gangamaya Ki Jai Samaveda Bhaktivinoda Jai All glories to the Asimadolis. All glories to the Asimadolis. All glories to the Asimadolis. Thank you very much. All glories to Sri, Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to the Prabhupada. Namo Vishnupadaya, Krishna Shnaya, Bhutla, Ismare, Javara, Kasam, Dharmane, Brahmacharya, Braya, Nidhikipunane, Gogdana, Nidhikarka, Kuntane, Namo Vishnupadaya, Krishna Shnaya, Bhutla, Ismare, Bhakti, Vinanta, Samadharmane, Namaste, Sarasadreva, Gauravani, Vicharni, Nirsheshwam, Yadi, Vastari, Stani. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Text, chapter 6, Jhana Yoga, text number 26. Please repeat. Yatha yataha nischalati manaha chanchalam astiram tataha tataha niyamya etat atmani eva vasham nayet Yato yato nischalati manaschanchalamastiram tatastato niyam yetat atmanyeva vasham nayet Yato yato nischalati manaschanchalamastiram Tatastato niyam yetat Atmanyeva vasham nayet Atmanyeva vasham nayet Yato yato nischalati Manaschanchalam astiram Tatastato niyam yetat Atmanyeva Vashangnayet. Yato yato nischalati Manaschanchalamastiram Tatastato niyam yetat Atmanyeva vashangnayet. You want to try? Yato yato nischalati Manaschanchalamastiram Tatastato niyam yetat Atmanyeva vashangnayet Yataha yataha Wherever Nischalati Becomes verily agitated Manaha The mind chanchalam, flickering, astiram, unsteady, tataha tataha, from there, niyamya, regulating, etat, this, atmani, in the self, eva, certainly, vasham, control, nayet, must bring under. Translation. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. Purport. The nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady, but a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. The mind should not control him. One who controls the mind, and therefore the senses as well, is called Goswami or Swami, and one who is controlled by the mind is called Godasa, or the servant of the senses. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesh, or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupang Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Chajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitangscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Ranamami Haripiye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita nang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam astiram Tatastato niyam yetat atmanyeva vashamnayet. So the key words are here, manas chanchalam, the flickering mind, astiram, stira means steady, it's the same as in English, eh? Stira, it means actually situated, astiram, not situated, not steady, unsteady. Tata tataha, from there, from that, chanchalam, mano chanchalam, astiram, tatatataha, niyamya. Yam and niham. You have, yeah, yam means good, favorable things. Like all the yoga, they know that. And niyam is like, for instance, no sex. All genuine yoga schools, they have restrictions on sex. Generally, the male students follow strict brahmachari. In fact, the Mayavadi sannyasis, they're very staunch, actually, very very staunch. So yam and niyam. So here niyam is translated as regulating, niyamya. So that is a very very important word, regulation. We need to regulate every day. We get up at 4 o'clock, or should actually be before 4. Main thing is, you be here in the temple room 4:30. before the conch, preferably. Or, you know, I usually get around the conch, or just a little bit later. But around that time, we should be here, 4:30 every day. Prabhupada, he saw one lady in Vrindavan, and she was taking water for the deity, you know, in Vrindavan. I forgot which deity it was. Every day she would go to the Yamuna, and she would take water for the deity. Every day, without fail. And Prabhupada said, just because of that, she will go back to Godhead. Because it's regulated. You'll see many devotees like that in Vrindavan. They have regulation. Every Ekadasi, they will go all the way around Vrindavan. So regulation is key, as they say in America. Key. You know, you have to unlock the door with the key. So the key to unlock the door of success in Bhakti Yoga is regulation. With anything, actually. In the body, it's a machine, and it works well on regulation. Nothing really works on erratic behavior, or like it says here, chanchalam, flickering. It will not get us anywhere. Like famous movie director, generally, they are regulated. They get up at 4, 5 o'clock, they start making their storyboards. And then like that, they film the whole day, then 10, 11 o'clock, they go to bed. It's regulated. Otherwise, you can't get anything done. So similarly, in our yoga process, we also need this regulating. Like I said, get up at 4, come to Mangalartik, then we chant japa, then we have Gaura or Guru Puj, then we have Srimad Bhagavatam class, then we have lunch at 1:30, then again, you know, at 7, there's a program here. And, you know, 7:30 is class. And then, you know, here's a very nice addition. We have bhajans. So it's, every day there's bhajans. Every day. Manu is very staunch. If he's not here, he tries to arrange. Someone else does it. So I think the past 2 years, practically without fail, there were bhajans here every night. Like the Bhagavad Gita class also. We kind of kept it going almost 365 days in the year. So that is very important, that regulation. Without regulation, it will not be very successful. So these words you should remember. Chanchalam. The mind is flickering. Mana chanchalam. Please try to remember that. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, yato yato nischalayet, mana chanchalam astiram, one must certainly withdraw it, tato tato niyam yetat, and bring it back under the control of the self. Atmanye eva vasham nayet, bring under the Atman, the self, the soul. This is where many spiritualists get confused. They identify themselves with the mind, but they have no information from Bhagavad Gita. Unless you read Bhagavad Gita, you cannot really figure out the soul. You won't really be able to do it. That's why you need a guru. Bhagavad Gita is guru. Krishna is guru. Prabhupada is giving the purports. Prabhupada is guru. And then we have so many gurus in ISKCON. That is what we say in the beginning. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavangcha. Gurun means plural. So many gurus are there in ISKCON. So, yeah, so we need to take knowledge from Bhagavad Gita to know about the soul. Otherwise we can't figure it out. Because, you know, we're devotees and every day we hear this, you're not the body, you're the soul. My point is, try to remember what you were thinking before you came. Because we're not supposed to gamble, but I'm willing to bet that it wasn't very much. It wasn't very high philosophy. You know, unless you got it from someone else. You know? And even if you might have figured out, like I used to be a kind of a yogi, that you are the soul, you don't really know what it is until you read. What is that verse? Bhumir apo nalo vayu kam, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mano buddhir evacha ahankara itiyame, astadam, what is that? Bina prakritir astadam. These are my 8 separated energies. Asta means 8. So earth, water, fire, air, ether, that we all know. But then mind, intelligence, ego, Krishna says. And that is the secret, one of the secrets, so many secrets are there, of Bhagavad Gita. You have a mind and an intelligence and an ego. Like, for instance, Freud, so many psychologists, they don't really get this. They know about the mind, they know about the ego, they know about the intelligence, but they don't really get it exactly how it is. That's why you need authority. Krishna very clearly says, you have a mind, this is a material element, it's an energy. Then you have the intelligence. How it works exactly, I don't know. I mean, do we know how the digestion works? What earth exactly is? What water exactly is? It's very complicated. So exactly, only Krishna knows. Even Brahma doesn't really understand it. He just, like an architect, he doesn't really understand what is sand. He just uses it, burns it into stones and makes the building, or makes it of iron. How it exactly works, he doesn't know, but he knows how to make the building. So it's a little bit like that. We know now what is nice food, what is good food, what is good for us, what is not good for us, and we eat it and it gets digested. So similarly, we don't exactly know how the mind, or how it's constructed, but what we do know is the mind accepts and rejects, and intelligence helps the mind. You should accept this, you should reject that. And then the ego, that is kind of where it is for accepted. You know, I am a Dutchman, I am a man, so I am going to the army in Holland, like that. The ego identifies with the body. So then you get into a place where you don't want to be. And of course we know from Krishna that we should not have a false ego. You're not a man, you're not a Dutchman, you're not from Holland. You're from the spiritual world, you're a spirit soul. So that should be the accepting and rejecting. It should be for that, it should not be for the body, it should not be for the mind or the senses, it should be for Krishna. I'm going to accept this and reject that, so I can, you know, become Krishna conscious. I can become conscious of Krishna. I can get closer to Krishna. So that accepting and rejecting, that intelligence should work like that. And there's many books. You have the Quran, you have the Bible. So many ways that Krishna is trying to help people to accept the right thing and to reject the wrong thing. It's very simple. Like in America, they always say there's two kinds of people. So Krishna explains there's two kinds of people. The good guys and the bad guys. Or the devotees and the demons. It's just that simple. You can always find more categories, but that is one thing that Krishna says. So the devotees, they accept what is favorable for Krishna consciousness and they reject what is unfavorable. And the demons, they accept what is favorable for themselves or for their so-called friends or country, and they reject what is bad for themselves. And that's why you have so many wars and poverty, because people are just only thinking of themselves. Like Gandhi used to say, there is enough for everybody's need, but there's not enough for one man's greed. If we're greedy, then we want more and more and more and more. And we'll never be satisfied. And once we focus that on Krishna, then we will be satisfied. And then our needs, they will diminish and diminish and diminish naturally. Purport. The nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady. But a self-realized yogi has to control the mind. Mind should not control him. Yeah, so we should be mindful that the mind is unsteady and flickering. In ISKCON we say, don't be mental. And in England they also say this, don't be mental. One who controls the mind, and therefore the senses as well, is called Goswami or Swami. And one who is controlled by the mind is called Godasa, or the servant of the senses. Yeah, so one of the tricks, because the mind, it's subtle. I just explained it. It's very subtle. So the first thing that we learn from Rupa Goswami is you control the tongue. The whole process, it starts with the tongue. Like in a few minutes, we're going to chant Hare Krishna. And we eat prashana. So when the tongue is controlled, then the belly is controlled. If you eat too much, then there will come pressure on the genitals and automatically you get sex desire. It's just a machine. So that's why it's not recommended to eat too much before you take rest. You should eat, you know, like a king's breakfast, and then I don't know what it, but lunch should be a little bit less, and then evening should be like a beggar. Like that we should eat. So, because if you don't eat a good breakfast, I speak from my own experience, then I get very hungry at night. And then you eat at night, and then you can't get up in the morning, it's very difficult. So it is recommended, from me personally, that you take a good breakfast, good lunch, and then either don't eat anything, or if you're hungry, just take some milk, or actually take milk is actually very good. Just try to eat as little as possible, just a little bit, just to, and you'll see. Many times I went to bed hungry, and then the next morning you think like I'm not hungry anymore. What was I thinking? And then you'll see, you'll change your japa, and it will go much easier. And when you eat a lot, you'll just feel it. The food is there in your stomach; it's undigested, and it's getting digested during japa. That means you're going to doze off generally. And then the devotees they go to bed during japa, they sleep. And then you wake up and you're like, because you've just been sleeping while you're digesting the food. So it's not very healthy. Yeah, so if we control that, mind or the tongue, belly, genitals. So, and like I explained in the beginning, we have to understand that we're doing things for Krishna. So we when I'm explaining to you things. This is intelligence. You have an intelligence, and I'm explaining to you that don't eat too much at night. So then when the night comes, you can accept or reject. So then the intelligence needs to kick in. Oh, this person, he said, don't eat too much. Let me not eat too much. Yes, Prabhu, just one pakora. Don't give me two. Just one is enough. Like that, you know. And then if you take another pakora, you know, okay, now I'm playing with fire now. I'm playing with, maybe I should do a few push-ups before I go to bed or whatever, you know. So the mind has to be controlled by the intelligence. And the intelligence has to understand, I'm a servant of Krishna. So then we can become Goswami, because if the mind is controlled, automatically the senses will be controlled. The mind is saying, accept the pakora or reject the pakora, like that. So then automatically the tongue is controlled, the belly is controlled, the genitals are controlled. A Goswami knows the standard of sense happiness. In transcendental sense happiness, the senses are engaged in the service of Rishikesh, or the supreme owner of the senses, Krishna. Yeah, so we have spiritual senses as well. This is a little bit difficult to understand. We have a spiritual body. And the spiritual body is the soul. And it's covered now by this Bhumi Arpo Nalo Vayu Kam, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mano, buddhir, ahankar. Mind, intelligence, and aham, kar. I am kar, karma. I am doing. No, you're not doing. The modes are actually doing, as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam and also in Bhagavad Gita. Modes of material nature are doing. That's why we need to come at least to the mode of goodness. Because if we're in the mode of ignorance, sleeping, then we can't really understand Bhagavad Gita. So mode of ignorance means eating meat, sleeping 12 hours a day, that is mode, or and using drugs. Mode of passion is maybe also using drugs, but sleeping less and getting things done. That is better, but best is mode of goodness. Then it's like we said, niyamya, regulated, eating vegetables, fruit, not too much, not too little. That is mode of goodness. That is what is conducive for spiritual life. So ahankar, we're being moved by these modes of material nature. So we're not a doer. We should understand that. We should understand that we are a spirit soul, And I explained the other day, like I have a jacket and a dhoti. It's according to my body. I have kind of a small body. Some big person, he has a big jacket, big dhoti. So, similarly, the body is according to the consciousness of the mind. And the consciousness of the mind is according to the, could say, the desire of the soul. That is my understanding from studies, Prabhupada's books, that the soul falls down from the spiritual world due to some confused or misdirected desire. And then when it enters the material world, it gets these material minds, material intelligence, and this ahankar. I am Brahma, I am Indra, I am the controller. So that is not good. Instead we should know that we have actually spiritual senses, and that we can also engage them. Like if we chant Hare Krishna, it's very powerful. We might not immediately experience all the bliss that is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, at least for myself, what I experience is that I'm not suffering. If you chant seriously, especially kirtan, you will find that you're not suffering. You will really forget so many sufferings that you might have, so many problems. You kind of forget it. So it's very, very powerful, the chanting. This is called spiritual sense enjoyment. And also the japa. You know, before I joined, I used to take a big cup of coffee and I smoke a big marijuana joint. And then I felt good for the day. So the chanting, it kind of does the same thing. It changes your consciousness. It's like a big cup of coffee. It's better, actually. The cup of coffee and the marijuana, it's because we're not chanting. You see? We're supposed to chant. We want to get that high, spiritual high. And because we don't have that high, then we get other artificial things. Like, the culmination is sex. Material sex. So that is, it's not working because it's the material body. You can't really enjoy it. Because it's like a machine. The thing is, it's so well constructed, we identify with it constantly. So yeah, we have to gradually realize that we're not this body, and that we have a spiritual body and spiritual senses, and that they want to chant, the soul wants to chant, the soul wants to have nice darshan, look at Radha Gopinath. That's what the soul wants. Okay, so serving Krishna with purified senses is called Krishna consciousness. Yeah, so gradually, when you practice this, the senses will become purified. And actually, Rupa Goswami says, even though you are in the so-called material world, you are actually on the spiritual platform. Because the senses are spiritualized. So it is possible. That's why we also worship the Guru as good as God. Because the understanding is they are purified. Maybe not completely purified. Different gurus might be on different levels. Still, you know, at least if I speak for myself, they're more purified than me. And they're definitely on a high level. So that's why we worship them. And it's a process. They are following the process. So as long as they follow, then they get more and more purified. So it's just a matter of time before they get fully purified. Point is, they have to follow. And that's why we have a GBC. They keep an eye out. If gurus deviate too much, then they get a warning. And then ultimately they're asked to, you know, step down and do another service. That is the way of bringing the senses under full control. Yeah. Serve Krishna with purified senses. What is more, that is the highest perfection of yoga practice. So, is there any question or comment?
Mm-hmm.
No, I explained that it's, if you're under the shower, then you're getting clean. Yeah, no, but there's different levels of pure devotee. There's a whole, you have, anartanivritti, nishta, asakti. There's so many levels. Yeah, but it's, these things are. The Krishna prema is there, So many devotees, they love Krishna. So that is Krishna prema. And if you get deeper and deeper, that will get more and more big. Like the description there of Rupa Goswami is there that he constantly thinks how to push on the mission. So, all the leaders in ISKCON, they're constantly thinking, how can we push on the mission? So that, according to Rupa Goswami, that is Uttamadhikari. Still, there's different levels. Fact is that you cannot be without a guru. Guru means teacher, so you need a teacher. No, so many teachers are there already. You have Bhagavad Gita that is teaching, then there's I am teaching you now. So, what is the problem? I'm not a good teacher. I'm not a good teacher. So? Huh? No, don't make it too difficult. You need a teacher and then you get trained like that. So gurus, they train you. They have been trained by Srila Prabhupada and they're training us. This is called parampara. You shouldn't make it too difficult, It's just, guru means teacher, nothing more, nothing less. And I just explained, you should follow certain rules, then it's all right. And you can find someone that is suitable to your personality, someone you like. Some devotees like kirtan, some devotees like philosophy. So there's different ways how you can choose. But the training needs to be there. So you shouldn't wait till some perfect, so-called perfect guru. You just need to get on with the training, sadhana bhakti. We can discuss more later, it's a big topic, Is that right? Yeah, don't make it too complicated. Just keep it simple. You're just a new devotee, so you need a teacher. Finished. This is a school. You are here in a school. So you need training. So you need to submit. Otherwise you cannot get trained. And if you're going to be very critical, then you're not going to submit, and then there will be no training. Okay, just think about it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.